Phil Vitale's the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. Can you top that, Phil?
No, I don't think I can top that.
Did you do something special? Took your wife to a lovely restaurant, so you being a restaurant critic and all?
No, you know, we had been we'd been living together for several years at that point, and it just sort of came up in conversation.
Yeah.
And we started thinking about timing because she was finishing up her PhD work, and I was already working in the for the Chicago Tribune. And you know, I mean, it was probably the least romantic, most practical conversation you could ever imagine.
Well, she's
and
a PhD
when we figured
candidate.
Out, we said, hey,
yeah.
Does that mean we're engaged? And yeah, we were.
Ta-da. Yeah, well played, Phil. Well, but you know, I've met your wife. She's lovely, very intelligent lady. You strike me as practical people. So I'm not entirely shocked to hear that's how it went down.
Yeah.
I have a list that you have. You did this last year. Do you do this every year where you make reservations at the most impossible to get into restaurants for New Year's Eve? How does this work?
Yeah, I started doing this, honest to goodness, in 1994. And it began very, 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 very modestly with a few restaurants that said, "Hey, well, how about we'll save a table for your readers?" So I thought, "Oh, that was a pretty cool idea." So I started developing it, and every year a few more places wanted to get on board. And we actually did not do it in 1999 because everybody was freaking out about Y2K. And New Year's Eve reservations were early reservations were dismal. Everybody had room. And 2000, wow. We sort of got out of the habit. And then I brought it back in 2001 and ever since. And restaurants hold a table for me. And then we release that information on a specific day. And then people can call and ask for that table and get the reservation.
First come, first serve, huh?
Right, and it's not a free anything. It's just the right to dine. You know, it's just a good table at a good time.
What do you know? I can get into Aviary, but I still have to pay $225 to eat there.
Oh yeah, yes, you will pay.
But boy, you know, what a great restaurant! Yeah.
And the nice thing is, when I do the listing, I list what the restaurant is, what they're doing, whether it's sort of their regular menu or something fancy, and what you're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
So people can call, making you know, with all that important information in their head as to what time is available and what it's going to cost them.
Okay, so I have the list here. I'm not going to read all 160 of them, but I did mention the Aviary, and you wrote. Mm-hmm. Table for two, 9:15 p.m., celebratory five-cocktail experience with food and midnight champagne toast, $225, 955 West Fulton Market. This is in Fulton Market.
Mm-hmm.
And then they want you to email in, and the first person. So you have one table for two. Now, I've just mentioned this on the radio. I suppose other people have seen this as well. How do I know if that's available still?
You don't. You have to be the first. You have to be the first, and it gets a little tricky with email because you might not get a confirmation right away.
Right.
But some places, especially everybody in the Alinea group, you know, Alinea and Royster, and as well as the Aviary and Next, they don't keep a phone line. They do almost they do all of it online.
Wow.
Aviary books so far in advance. You know, you call Aviary.
Yeah, that's right.
You got something for this Saturday? No, we don't.
Not only do we not, we don't even have a phone for that sort of stupid question. Okay.
Well, it's not so much that. It's just they realized they were using a person sitting at a full time every day in, day out, and 90% of what those conversations were, I'm sorry, no.
Yeah, right.
And restaurants, businesses in general, hate to have someone sitting around all day just telling customers no.
I'd never thought about that. Well, a lot of these restaurants do have phone numbers. Let's just walk through some of them with Phil Vitale, restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. Oh, and also, I found a place that Phil has written about before, which I thought was fantastic for a drink and for some food. We went there with the Petersons the other night. Phil, give me your affirmation on this. We're talking to Phil Vitale, restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. By the way, we were having that conversation with a friend of ours who makes that Whiskey Acres bourbon and whiskey. Hey, John, pour that bourbon barrel maple syrup on Brussels sprouts. I suppose that sounds terrific to some of you that like Brussels sprouts. Phil, are you a fan of Brussels sprouts?
Actually, I am. I do like them. My wife hates them, so I don't get them very often at home because it would be just me.
Well, it's, and they're odoriferous, too. They tend to take up a little space to me. No?
Yeah. Well, it's in the cabbage family, so it's super healthy for you. And but there are consequences.
Let's just leave that there.
Yeah, let's just leave that there.
So Phil Vitale and our friends at the Chicago Tribune have been in the habit of asking the best known and some of them less well known restaurants in the Chicago. Is this the city or the Chicago area, Phil?
In Chicago area, I have a nice good dozen or more suburban restaurants that are participating in the Save the Tables.
Save the Table for Phil Vitale, and then he prints online right now the email address or the phone number from these places and say, what do I say? Is there a code word or something?
You ask for the Phil Vitale table.
And then if it's still available, lo and behold, you've got reservations at Alinea, at the Aviary, at Boca, at Band of Bohemia, at Italy, at Georges Trois, at Mako, Good Grief, Next, Nomi Kitchen. Well, you got them. You got all the big ones there. But that's,
we did a nice job. We didn't know we had some. We had a really, really nice lineup of restaurants that wanted to play the game this year.
If you wanted to go a little more affordable, though, because it looks like you've got them priced by categorized by price, right?
Right.
So those are the highest of the high end, Spiaggia,
right,
et cetera. But then in the next group down, you've got ABBA, you've got Avec, Bar Biscay, Benny's Chop House, Cherry Circle Room. The list goes on there. I'm just going to turn the page and get to one other price group. Boy, this is, I mean, this is a who's who of restaurants in Chicago. Good for you, Phil.
Thank you.
$74 and less. So that means Bar Roma, Bar Siena, Beatnik on the River, Beatnik Westtown, Beatrix, Black Bull, and that's just the B's, and on it goes. Wow. What jumps out at you here? Is there one that, or a group that you would say is especially helpful or noteworthy, Phil?
No, well, I'll say this. For people who are interested in steak, I've got about a dozen steakhouses among the 160 restaurants in there. We've got fun places like Virtue and Hyde Park. We have you can go to La Serena Clandestina on at the corner of Fulton and Morgan, and this is going to be their last night in business. John Mannion, who also has Elche Steakhouse over on Washington, but he is closing his restaurant up at the end of the year. And then over by Wrigley Field in the Billy, there's Madden's Post, a restaurant that I kind of have to think is going to have a new name by the start of next season.
They said they weren't going to. I thought you said they weren't going to change it, but
they have said that, and I just don't believe it. I think it's going to change. You know, depending on the language of the, depending
the new
on how
manager,
much.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if Joe Madden has a has some profit participation in there, they might have, I don't know, maybe they have to buy him out or something. I'm making things up right now, but yeah, contractually there may be some complications. Just saying, oh, we're now changing it
to
somebody else.
Yeah.
So
I get that. Yeah. Parachute is on your list in sort of the mid-range priced restaurants. Pizzeria Portofino has been one of the toughest tickets to get. Good luck. Hurry up. Email them right now if you want to get a table for four and a table for six at 6 p.m. with the regular menu at Portofino.
And one of the fun things is if a restaurant happens to have another table available, not one they've particularly saved just for me, if you are not the first caller, emailer, they may say, well, no, I can't give you that table, but
right.
I have a 7:30 you might be interested in. So just because obviously other people have gotten there first, possibly, don't be discouraged. You might, there might be some alternatives. And also,
all right,
there are 160 of them. So.
We're running out of time. So chicagotribune.com/dining is where I find the list, right?
Right. Unless you get real complicated and you go dining/CT-food-save-the-tables, and you'll get it faster that way. But chicagotribune.com flash dining will get you there.
Chicago and the suburbs. By the way, the restaurant I was referring to, I'm out of time now, but I'll just mention it to you, and you can tell me if you agree with me or not. The Firehouse on South Michigan Avenue, if you are, say, down by Soldier Field or the museum campus. I thought that was terrific. I was there for the first time. We had some drinks. We had some food. What a great old firehouse restaurant and wonderful bar. It's a good room.
It's a gorgeous space. They did a really good job converting an old fire, an actual firehouse. You can still see the brass poles in the in the bar area. No, they do a really, really good job. There were a couple of years back, they had a fire, and so they were closed for a number of months, but they're back, and everything is gorgeous. And they're actually one of my participants this year as well.
Oh, no kidding. Well, then good luck to you getting tickets for that. The waiters wear white jackets with black ties. It's not stuffy, though. I just thought we had a really nice time at the Firehouse on South Michigan. All right, Phil Vitale, a pleasure to talk to you. My best to your bride and your family, and you have a good holiday, sir.
Okay, you too.
That's Phil Vitale, ChicagoTribune.com/dining.